Blog Talk Radio.
My son had a lot of pressure to leave Cleveland, from ex-girl friends to others, who said you can't build a business and grow. But our quarter is too strong, and just like the Creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next few names haven't left.
Hit Fred, Sir Knock, C-Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
L-Dog, K-Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spitbox.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
sleep. D-Loran, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
sleep. GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
sleep. Emax, HTO, HJS, Ham City.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not Done Name Dropping.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Ron Voigt, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
sleep. Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
350, J. Lewis, 80X, a stew.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Al Fats, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, The Breakers in the Game.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Stephen the King, Best Though, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets, are mainstays.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Mr. Abdullah, and Big E, a star.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left sleep.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Definitely thank the Creator. Hey, if you're rocking with me on the 4th of July, I am very thankful that you chose, you know, to do so. I hope if you got a plate of that barbecue and all that, that this show is very appetizing to go along with that as well. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 27. That M period, A period, N period is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. Number here for those who are looking at it but haven't called in, like a couple of our phone callers that I'm looking at. You can always dial at 646-478-0944 phone number. I have three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for all the info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I promise you I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may go to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, that's all right. You can stay silent. We'll put you right back on hold, but I do encourage people to speak just because you never know what they have to say. I'm going to, before I go to the phone callers, wow, I'm looking at 216-804-216-213. Let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, AUG. Number 9, a re-debut with my man Ronnie B. Number 8, Emax the Image. Number 7, HJS Music. Number 6, Black House Sounds. You know they're doing that Cleveland Conscious Rap, and they're almost finished with Cleveland Conscious Rap Part 2. They also have Black House Sounds present Sheriff Kilroy and the 360 Degrees Talk Now, the movie, the film, which will be shown maybe within the next couple of weeks. We'll keep you posted. Wow. Number 5, Top 5 again, Black Odyssey, thousands of YouTube views, shooting artist videos. Number 4, Suave Gotti, the EP release, Biggest Jump, the Suave Report. Number 3, debut, Fred Ward, The Prom, Euclid, A Party. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, the debut, Diamond D Spinning for Suave Gotti and Akron, Ill Style Rockers. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 170. Not being conceited, just a little bit more on that in just a little while. Before I go to my first phone caller, I just want to let people know, woo-wee! Some people might ask me, July 4th, what does that mean to me? Well, July 4th is my mama's birthday, fool. Also, Crispus Attucks, the first man to die in the Revolutionary War. Father, African-born slave. Mother, Native American. Wampanoag tribe. I think he lived from 1723 to March 5th, 1770. Boston Massacre casualty. They say that was the beginning of the Revolutionary War. July 4th mean to me? Republican Frederick Douglass proved I'm not three-fifths human, that I'm actually a whole human. And the three-fifths standard came so that those in the South could go ahead and try to claim more and more people, places, things, so that they would be able to get, quote-unquote, more votes in the Senate and the Congress back then. And he proved everybody wrong, strong brother man back then. And even though I think with my right side of my brain, did I join Don Bryant, Susan, Kim Hill with a big dump Trump banner to get under Mayor Jackson's skin at the ribbon cutting at Public Square and remind folks that 137 shots hadn't died out after all? Yeah, it means being able to show that independence now, because even though you weren't independent when a Revolutionary War and all of that first started on July 4th, let's face it, now that we are independent to a vast degree, what are we going to do with it? I'm going to, before I go to the first phone caller, I just want to go up there and let people know that you can catch the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also catch Mondays, okay, well, earlier this morning you could have caught 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Butters Radio Show, 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. And also for those who might want to find out more about what it is we're doing and what we're involved in, check out the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. All right, I've run my mouth for too long. People get restless out there. So I'm going to that 216-804. 216-804, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I thank you very much for and all the ones that came to the workshop. I really appreciate all of them because they did help to make me, my birthday, happy. And I'm very, very thankful and very grateful. And I would say one thing about Joseph Motley Jr., I respect him to the highest. Like I told him, he's an outstanding producer, and I expect he's going far. I believe that. So thank you, and keep up the good work. And may God bless you.
May God continue to bless you. Thank you. You know, I just want to say, wow, I appreciate that. Sometimes you don't get on what you may be intending to get on because so many things will come up. So I want to go back in time just a little bit. It won't take long to say that this past Saturday we had episode number 170 of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. We had Chillville, Great Dance Steps. We had Sister Taja. We had also, if I'm not mistaken, you had Craig Sams. I'll get into him in just a little while. You also had Nixon in there, LB, Lyrical Beast, Johnny Boy, gospel artist in their own right. One does strong R&B, which is Johnny Boy, in Praise to the Lord and Lyrical Beast. does strong gospel rap. You also had Malik Fazel. You had Peerless. Both of them came along with Mexi, one of the greatest hip-hop activists that I know from out of Akron. She came through. It was nice to see Tajer in the house, William Bell, Ronnie B., the Unforgiven, the CEO, founder of 1008 Visions, and the president of the company, Janine, was there as well. You had Regina Hannett. She's always been known as an activist out there, and it was so nice to have her in our area. We had Team New Life, meaning Eastside, Riff Raff, Aziza, Nima, Danny. We also had Shakespeare, Suave, Gotti, both from GMS Hood Famous TV, Twiggy, and you had DJ Dollar Rock. We tried to throw him a curveball. All right, now I want you to picture. How do you prove that the DJ is actually a good DJ, can mix, scratch, and transform? I went and found it's time for the percolator. And the man cut, scratched, mixed, transformed that beat. Did such a good job that people didn't know whether to line dance or what to do. So big shout out to him. Tori Wilson. We had Capri, Anaya Capri. They are excellent R&B young divas. It's good to see them grow with the group. You also had Riley, Angel, Laura Cowan, Tina Hobson from I Am a Superwoman Radio was in the house, Poison Ivy, MC Derek, Jameer, Big Stone the Butcher, Lil Stone the Butcher, Urban Survival featuring Take a Flick, who did a track. Dollar Bill was there, of course, to announce something that they have coming up. And Lucky Luciano, he did some nice freestyle capability. I also want to point out that we had legends like Dot, who was in the house from Squeaky D Records, Ingrid Aziza. And I'm going to give you at least two paragraphs of what happened there and make it very quick and to the point. But, you know, we had the artist who was on the Def Jam listening party for his music company alongside Big Hef. As a matter of fact, myself and my lady, Danielle, we got a chance to meet this artist by the name of Noon. He also has new material alongside Ray Jr. He had music played on 107 Swine, 107.9. And an artist called Noon spoke about being from Kinsman, 144th area, and following dreams while opening a studio. Noon caused me the most grief because his name is Noon, and folks saw the advertisement and called thinking the show, the hip-hop workshop, started at noon. Wow, I'm scared to invite an artist if I ever run into one called Midnight. Eric Wilson, producer and MC champion at the same time at Spitboxes, was one of the main heads of the Ohio Hip Hop Awards at Tri-C portion and a key figure at this year's Tri-C Jazz Fest. He was doing questions and answers and will be also doing major projects in the future. Brother Craig Sams II spoke about his work with the Adams Board and how we need to come off that stereotypical of not dealing with mental problems when white people deal with theirs. Get off the macho BS, black people. And Craig Sams also spoke on how he saw people of our color act the fool at the parade and that we need to do more to work together. The Akronauts band had two flat tires on their way to Cleveland but still showed up and set up for, you know, they took about 2 hours to set up, but they still did their best to rock out. And MC Chill, Kevin Chillia's Heard, wow, in charge of the Call and Post Entertainment Magazine, Cleveland's first artist with a national contract, Fever Records, recorded MC Story with Grandmaster Melly Mel of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Psst, check my Facebook page and some others. MC Chill did fresh new lyrics, and for all you, I'm so, you know, the artists who come out and say, yeah, I'm important. I need to let all y'all know I'm in the building. MC Chill eased in and took a seat, signed in, and so did Eric Wilson. You know, real stars are real people who know that they have power or possess something They know their self-worth. They just step out silently, and people look at them and give them their attention because they know what they can do. So I just wanted to throw that out there because a lot of times some of us, we be fooling ourselves. With that being said, I just want to say also that you can catch Saturday's 216 Radio. That's midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. And if you choose to, come on out and kick it with us on a Wednesday, Black Man Army Meeting, Wednesday at 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated around 7:15 p.m., 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd St. Clair Intersection, as well as Euclid Avenue, 44110. I'm looking at this 216-213. You've been on with me for too long, and how are you doing out there?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, wow. I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. What's on your mind on this 4th of July?
Well, I just wanted to say happy 4th of July to everyone, all your listeners, and I wanted to wish Mama Poor a happy birthday, and I want to wish her many more.
Oh,
wow.
And that's
all I want pretty much to say.
Hey, that says a lot, and please don't hang up. Just continue to hold on to the line and rock out with us. We'll appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, I know that coming up soon, I'll be checking out that 216-417 phone number. I do want to at least take the time, like I kind of guess I should, just to give a shout-out with something that happened in the past and just say that as I look at things, Akron last night, congratulations to the Street Tour Part 2, Suave Gotti live in Akron with New York legendary MC Digging in the Crate's own. DITC, that's what it stands for. DJ Diamond D, who is DJing for Suave Gotti, sponsored by the Ill Style Rockers, hip hop break dancers, featured Forrest Get'em Gump, the DJ, and it was called a Summer Jam. And definitely a big shout out. I want to give a shout out to Fred Ward, the Levert Legacy Celebration. Brought that prom feeling back to Euclid area and the whole area of Cleveland. And I also want to throw out there, always got to get it out there if I can, 646-478-0944. Don't just use it on my night. You can use that 646-478-0944 on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time or Fridays and Saturdays at midnight Cleveland Standard Time. Emacs in the Mindset. If they're not on, that's all right because that means Emacs is still loading in music for Shoutcast.com where you type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours of regional artists and other artists who decided to come on through and be a part of what it is that we do. So with that being said, before I go to that 216-209, I want to check out and see what's going on with that 216-417. 216-417, how you doing out there?
Excellent. Blackout Sound, how's it going tonight?
Man, it's going well because I just heard a compliment from Mama Porter calling in, and I'm like, wow. So what's happening with you, man? Yeah,
you know,
real.
I didn't even know it was her birthday, and earlier today I was working on the track in the studio, right? And
right.
Mother Porter got on the track and said, God, basically, you know, amen, you know what I mean? Hallelujah.
Right.
And, it was really excellent, and it was her birthday, and I never said birthday, happy birthday to her. And it's amazing how she was so focused on helping me, and I didn't even know it was her birthday. So I think that was excellent. That showed me how much she cared about the power of the Lord, man. I just want to say happy birthday once again to Mother Porter, because I wasn't able to think about that at the time. Other than that, I'm calling in to congratulate you on the 4th of July for having this show running, because it's one of the best shows that happens on a Monday night. So Blackout Sound, we're showing love. I also got Milligram with me. We worked on this track when it comes.
Beautiful.
from the Lord. So we doing an excellent job. Here's Milligram right here, right now.
Okay. Hey, what's up, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Mr. Milligram?
Yo, I'm doing well, man. I'm feeling good about life, you know, loving life, living life. You know, Mama Porter, she deserves all accolades because she built one of the best foundations when it comes to you, brother. And that's just the honest to God truth. The song we got is amazing. I'm so excited about it. It's amazing how when you put people together that deserve to be together and you make incredible moves, you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow is going to be amazing. You know why.
Yes, sir.
Black House file office is going to be in effect, you know what I'm saying? And many blessings to you. Like I said, I love y'all. Go Get 'Em Inc. is also in my family. So I got to give Go Get 'Em Inc. Entertainment nothing but love. And the hip-hop workshop was amazing. You had the right people and the right foundation. So here you go. I'm about to give you back to my man.
Yeah.
So we know you're on the radio and you always kick it live. It's Blackout Sound once again. We got CCR2 coming out very soon. And for people that supported us before, I hope we live up to what we did before. And thank you so much, Mr. Porter. Happy 4th of July.
Likewise.
To Voice of Radio and you. Peace.
Peace. You know, at least it helps me figure out what I should be playing in just a little while. Before I go to that 216-209-216-860-216-322, like I say, that's one thing that I can say I enjoy about the 4th is Mama Porter definitely being, it's her birthday. And I'm not going to play around with that one. I'm very thankful that she's still alive to see me go from a knucklehead to somebody just a little bit better than that. And I want to thank people and definitely say you can. Facebook or Blog Talk Board and Restless Club, D Gambit Radio, I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. Those are some powerful programs. Let them know where you heard it from because they've always supported what we do in our movement. And I do want to put out there the whohasthepower.com. You know, I could go into a whole bunch of other things here and there, but instead of doing that, I am going to take the time and see what in the world is going on with this 216-209. How you doing out there?
I'm really great, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
What's happening, brother?
Oh, man, I just want to say, excuse my voice, this is a tad bit raspy. We did the Larchmere Fest, and it was kind of like at the same time as the hip-hop workshop. You know,
right.
So I had that engagement kind of like hooked up, and it was great, man. It was more than just about music and food, and it was vendors there selling their products. We even had lessons from Tai Chi. Grandmaster Wallace was out there. He brought a couple other classes out there teaching people self-defense, and it was welcome to all ages. You know, you had even kids young as 5 and 6 years old, and they properly knew how to use the weapons and everything. It was real nice. We also had some jazz and some jazz singers out there, and then we did our theme on the music side, on the rap side, you know, and it was great. It was really, really good. So next year I want to say that we are going to have a table set up. We're going to have some stuff that we can give away, and we're going to have some stuff that we're going to sell at the Larchmere Fest. So I just want to give y'all a heads up for all the people who listen in and like to come to the Larchmere Fest because it's a really good thing, an event. So
I appreciate that very much. And how can people become a part of your movement and what's happening with it?
Oh, man, we got so much going on. We got specials going out for videos this year. And before I forget, I want to go ahead and put that out there. It's BLAQODESSY. You can start with Facebook. You can YouTube it, Google Plus, Twitter, you know, all those pretty much every campaign. You can even do it on Instagram at Black Odyssey. So, you know, we're pretty much out there on every network you could kind of like think of. And it's so much going on. We got video stuff that we go in a special for people out, you know what I'm saying, $85 a summer video, You know what I'm saying? You catch me in the right and catch me on the right night, you can get it for $75. So, you know, we're doing that for people this year. We got another show that's coming up pretty soon, and that will be the best of the best. That's in the works, it's in the groundbreaking. So we're getting the cash up so we can get that together. The best of the best mixtape from the last show is now over 7,000 views. So I would love to say thank you to all the people who supported, signed up for the mixtape. Although they didn't sign up that night, they were calling me left and right, and I think it was a great thing that y'all did sign up, because look what the results is, 7,000 views, and it's been out since January. So that means every month viewing this mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to everybody on that Best of the Best mixtape.
That is great. It's excellent. And I just want to say congratulations for not stopping.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Al. It's people like you that help us keep going and give us the glow to want to keep going.
Man, I appreciate it. I'm just thankful that we're here, and maybe, just maybe, you might like the rest of how everything's going.
Oh, I sure will. I always do. Shout out to Blackout Sounds, too. And y'all get with me, because I'm going to be looking to add some special guests. So, and I'm looking for some good brothers to come in on this program as well. So shout out to Blackout Sounds. I hope y'all listening. It's all love, baby. So as soon as y'all drop y'all things, drop it in the Best of the Best network.
You know something? I'm going to do my best to make sure that I keep that contact going. Since you put it out there, it's appreciated. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
No problem. It's always good to watch people grow. Like I said before, you get out of things what you put into it. I watched Black House Sounds consistently grow. And then the amazing thing is I had met Black Odyssey around 1998. And you cannot tell me that, quote unquote, Cleveland don't have no love for you, because I'm watching people go out there and cause people around them to, basically speaking, love their style and what they do by not stopping and doing something entirely different. Before I go bother that 216-860 phone number and then see what's on the mind of 216-322, I do want to get out there real quick. 6 foot step ladder. It won't take me that long, I promise. Just a 6 foot step ladder for the soapbox. Just to let people know that if you choose to, you can pick up this week's Cleveland Scene magazine. Pick it up before it's too late. I think Wednesday will start a new issue, so you might want to pick it up before tomorrow. And if you'd like to pick up this copy before, you know, it's out, let's just say this week it'll be out of print. You will see the story called A Cleveland Man Fights to Prove His Innocence in a System That Seems Incapable of Correcting Its Own Mistakes. Tagline, drug dealer and street hustler? Yes. Killer? No. Now, this story I'm going to briefly go into follows the storyline I gave a few months ago on this show. When Amy Spence, sometime after approaching Black on Black Crime Incorporated for a protest rally at the Injustice Center for a falsely accused fiancé who'd been falsely accused and in prison for about 13 years for a crime he didn't do. Now, Man in the Streets, Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, First Lady's Dynasty, joined his loved ones in a march for a protest rally in the rain. And Scene Magazine covered it and dug deep. And one quote from the still-imprisoned Ruel Sailor, I respect, and he made the statement, is that even though you had moderate success on a demonstration that's more than a decade old, if Future was coming downtown, you'd have 100,000 people trying to get in there, and they pay to be there. Yeah, I think he basically got it right. Now, how did we come upon the fact that he was innocent? Because everybody basically says they're innocent. But Ruel Sailor took a polygraph test, and from the number one polygraph expert in the nation, William D. Evans II, then there was no physical or DNA test linking Ruel to the murder. Then the actual killer by the name of Cordell Hubbard took a polygraph test, which he admitted to being the killer, and he passed. He actually said he was the killer even before the polygraph test was done recently and administered. In 2003 at sentencing, Cordell told the judge at sentencing that Ruel wasn't there. Now, in 2013, soon-to-be-replaced prosecutor Tim McGinty opened an integrity unit that was supposed to help free falsely convicted inmates, but he ignored constant pleas from Ruel's family and fiancée Amy, and this was probably one of many cases and incidents that caused McGinty to lose his seat by more than 20,000 votes. At first, it was 18,000, but as they counted, it was more than 20,000 votes to Mike O'Malley, but I digress. This isn't O'Malley's story. This is about Ruel Seller. And in 2013, only 9 jurisdictions had those type of units, conviction integrity units. In 2015, there are 24 with at least 151 exonerations, 58 in 2015, and some credit Black Lives Matter and others who realize and have put it in the spotlight that there are problems in the American legal justice system, which proves to be true as Ruel Seller continues to sit waiting on justice. But as long as, you know, man in the street will join groups and family members and others, sometimes you can cause media to show up, take a strong look, and it causes things to happen. And if that's one thing that we're supposed to do, either we playing with it or we're serious about what it is that we do. Before we take our next phone call, I just want to say, kicking it with Kim, MyLoudRadio.com, Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Before I go, you've been waiting on the line for too long. I apologize in advance. 216-860, how you doing out there?
Hey, what's up, man? How you been, Al? This is Mr. Milligrand again.
Hey, man. Go ahead.
Black House Sound is an amazing team, man. But also, I like to give a big shout-out to Black Wealth Management, Music Group, and my man Mike Hawk Carter and Solomon Kane. They doing things, too, on the level, too. And I appreciate everything that they do. And, man, I'm just having an amazing week. Everything is going good. You know, the holiday is nice. Your mother's birthday, she's enjoying herself. It's just a great experience, man, just being around good people, man, and learning from good people. See, that's the main thing, is that you all realize the knowledge that you gain from those that give it to you. So
I had to
be honest and up and forward with you. The hip-hop workshop was an amazing atmosphere. Everybody did their thing. Oh, man, that cypher probably was one of the best cyphers I heard in a long time. You know what I mean? And
yes, I do.
Chill, a legend like MC Chill, come on.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
How else can you say, how else could that show have been any better? You know,
you're right.
I thank you, and I thank everybody that has supported what I'm doing and the cause that I'm having. The same vision that I have is the same vision we all have, and that's to make sure that the inner city youth get it together and learn from us. Like I said, utilize the knowledge that you gain by giving it to others. And that was all I needed to say about that, and I wish everybody the best success and, you know, in the best of health and everything. Like I said, and like I always say, you're sick. Always make sure you take care of your health and you'll be all right. You know, keep faith in the Father, because the Father is always going to be there for you. You just got to know that and make sure you believe in Him and in His Word. But all right, y'all have a blessed day, well, evening now, and enjoy yourself. Live life to the fullest. Love life, live life.
Thank you so much.
You take care.
That was coming from none other than our hip-hop advisor, Mr. Milligrand, who... And it's easy because that man advises you on so many excellent things that's going on. You know, I appreciate that brother for everything that he does. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-322 phone number, I have a couple of things I could get into. What I'm going to get into real quick is sometimes it feels real good when a councilman or a person comes out and says some things, but then it causes you to really stand up and take a notice and say, wait a minute, I think that man is definitely right, because you need more of us out there to make sure they do their job. As Ward 8 Councilman Mike Palencia came to our Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting and said a few things, and I'm just going to get into a few bullet points. And a couple of those bullet points were that he wanted us to know that, basically speaking, why he's not exactly loved by City Hall downtown. Now, Mike Palencia, when asked if he knows what percentage of RNC money, Cavs money, Lake Erie's monster money goes to the inner city, he said he has no idea because the city of Cleveland hasn't told him. He also added that he can't find what happened to the $90 million empowerment zone money that our city got. That was one reason why he was also upset when, before the renewal of the Syntax, Cleveland decided to give certain teams and everything upgrades on their stadiums and everything, because he said he had that from him until maybe a week before the vote. And it's very interesting because he felt that all pro teams can pay for themselves since the NFL signed TV deals worth $27 billion. And according to when I had to recheck that out, according to Forbes magazine, it seems like $200 million per game by 32 teams. Now, Palencia is against the mayor's sales tax proposal until Mayor Frank G. Jackson says how it will be spent in the inner city. And Mike Palencia is against the school tax renewal and wondered why more activists hadn't said hell no. He noted Max Hayes and another on the west side have vocational schools, at least two, but there's a waiting list of 800. But there are none on the east side, and that Glenville and Collinwood both have only 400 students apiece, and that Palencia went to, like, a trade school. He was in vocational, but he himself says that if he was going through what some kids face now without a vocational school, he might be out there on the block, and that's what scares him. Now, when asked about a possible East Cleveland-Cleveland merger, Palencia said he didn't want it, and Cleveland wasn't even talking about a merger with East Cleveland. And Palencia, he basically asked people, how would you like to marry a woman and then take care of her deadbeat brother? And he said he should know, since Mike has two deadbeat brother-in-laws as it is, and a merger would bring both cities down since East Cleveland needs at least $53 million to pull itself up, and that East Cleveland City Hall sold the residents out by letting Cleveland Clinic close Huron Hospital down, which caused an implosion with no money going into local businesses from hospital workers and others. Now, the reason that I'm saying this is sometimes when you listen to people, you always should write down what certain elected or selected officials say so that you could go back to that later on. And also, you should always take certain things down so you can study and see, are they telling the truth? Are they not? And what parts you can gain out of certain things. With that being said, I'm going to go to 216-322. You've been waiting for too long, and I've been talking for too long myself. How you doing today?
Hi, Brother Porter. I am doing well, and I hope that you are too. I would like to say happy birthday to Mother Porter and happy 4th of July to you and your listeners. I would also like to let you and your listeners know that starting July 7th, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum will be open free of charge starting at 10 o'clock a.m., and that will go on until, I believe, the 21st of July. But I also have a question, if I may, for you and your listeners. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. My question is, I understand that people of color want to be called African Americans. I'm not going to debate that issue with you, because we all know that when we were in school, we were taught that an African American is a person born in Africa who becomes a naturalized citizen of America. You're born in Africa.
Right.
Okay. But my question is this. During slavery times, slaves worked very hard. They were determined to gain their freedom. They wanted their independence. They strived to do better, to provide better for their families, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in striving to do better for their families, they wanted to learn to read. They wanted to learn to be able to communicate with the people who had held them in bondage so that they would not be cheated and made a fool of by those same people. They also strive to be equal, even though we all know that there is still a lot of inequality and racism is still running rampant. My question for your listeners and maybe even for yourself is this: why is it regarded by people of color to be such a shameful thing to speak properly, to learn to spell, to learn to read and write? And yes, I can say that because I look every day on Facebook and I listen to people talk around me, and they would rather use colloquialisms and spell incorrectly, and anyone who does not do that is shunned and often made fun of. And I'm a person of color, and I've gone through that myself, and I'm an adult. I also want to know why, at a time when we should be sticking together and trying to build a family principle, to cling closer to the same things that our forefathers and mothers worked so hard to get for us, as in family, freedom, equality, education, and to do better and have a sense of pride in ourselves. Is that something that people would rather do by not going to school, not working, wearing their pants down around their knees, not combing their hairs and looking like decent people, and not just behaving as just people in general, as Christians, and not even necessarily as Christians because there are Muslims that I don't want to offend, but I'd like to know what happened to the same mentality and quest for excellence and togetherness that our forefathers and mothers had. I just want to know what happened, and if you agree or if I'm all off base in just thinking that it got lost in translation. And I'll hang up and listen, and thank you for affording me the chance to ask this question.
No problem. I thank you very much, because let's face it, from slavery on down, there was a reason why a lot of our English vernacular or what have you, it wasn't our language in some cases anyway, but a lot of us have striven, and we strive to learn certain things to be able to be on par. I'm going to make this as I watch the time go, so I don't find myself getting long-winded. I will say it like this. In order, and we talk about that at the hip-hop workshop and in music and other things like that, in order to be successful, you have to be able to do what? Read music content. You have to be able to read business contracts, music contracts, or you'll be raped and robbed in this industry. That is a correct and exact thing that you cannot get around. In order to be able to excel in this business, you have to be able to read everything from percentage points to your copyright papers to everything else. You can get out there and say, well, I don't need all of that. I'll get somebody else to do that for me. But if anybody saw the movie Straight Outta Compton, Jerry Heller did everything like that, and until artists started to, quote-unquote, I will say marry, we will say like Ice Cube or Eazy-E, their wives who had better education or grasp on everything, or even Ice Cube who was educated, he chose to look at everything and say, wait a minute, we're being robbed. So you have to be able to speak in the language and a tone of whoever you're around. Slang will always be there. It's just a given. Every race in this country, everybody has their own language, to a degree, slang, or they might go back and speak their own language here and there. But it's always important to know where you are and be able to understand and overstand the rules that are around you, because ignorance of the law is no excuse and will get your behind locked up. And last that I know of, if I'm not mistaken, we got along well as people, Christian and Muslim, 50s, 60s, and I will allude to part of what you were saying. People understood and overstood who their main enemies were. So if a Christian was going to church, they could pass by a Muslim selling a bean pie, smack hands and everything. They might speak a little bit of slang to each other, but they still knew who they were and how to get along together. Unfortunately, sometimes success, a pimp will not want their prostitute to be free. And if I move out of the neighborhood and I look back and I say, I got mine, so-and-so, I might say the last caller, she should pull herself up and get hers, and I don't look back, then that can cause me not to want to unify with that person. Or I might look and say, so-and-so's a no good, so-and-so, so-and-so, they ought to believe like I do in Jesus. They don't believe in that. They ain't my people. They ain't my brother. They ain't this, that, and other. But I have to, in case anybody understands or overstands where I go with this next statement, there's a reason why, if you read your Torah, Quran, your Bible, it's already been prophesied that your family, your neighbors, people will become lovers of themselves and of their own. They will not want to look out for one another. So what's happening now is being prophesied, and if it didn't happen, there would be no need for a creator to have to come down to straighten a lot of things out, which would mean the whole Bible is a lie, and I do not believe that the Bible's a lie. That's why I don't get frustrated as much when some of my people don't do what they're supposed to do. I just do my best to reach one or two people, just like that last phone caller may have reached one or two or three people to cause them to think, because it is easy for people to put down somebody for having an education. There are people who told me that, wow, Mr. Porter, you've gotten awards and stuff now, but a lot of people, they thought you were weird or corny or what have you. And it didn't matter to me what they thought. I'm going to continue to do what I do. And sometimes certain words, slang, yeah, I might use it just because it fits in the rhymes that I put out or in the poetry or poetical pieces. But at the same time, I know one thing, being able to read, write, and match up on certain things is the most important thing in the world. And you have to know what's going on. You just have to. And since you brought up the last phone caller, you had to bring it up. I might have been real nice and not brought this one up, but I see that you're going to push me into bringing it up. So I got to pull out the 12-foot stepladder for the soapbox, because in Avon, Ohio, Ahmad Al-Minhali wanted to book a long-term stay at Avon Fairfield Inn and Suites last Wednesday. But before he knew it, things took a weird, strange, drastic turn. You know, he speaks little to no English. And he was going to make sure that, you know, the room was in order. And I guess he had a friend who was coming who spoke better English, who was supposed to come in, or at least spoke English, and make sure of that. Now, the clerk in the lobby, the woman panicked and called her family. Then she panicked again and called police, saying there's a terrorist pledging allegiance to ISIS. Now, her family called 911 twice to say he was pledging allegiance to ISIS. Police responded, guns drawn, arrived, and Al-Minhali complied and soon fainted. While recuperating in the hospital, Minhali's English-speaking friend said Ahmad Al-Minhali still struggles to speak because once cops drew guns on him, he thought they were going to kill him. Now, once he was on the ground, cops cuffed him, and as they snatched him up, that's when he fainted, hitting the ground so hard there were blood stains on his clothes, and he was taken to the hospital. All of that was seen on dash cam and in the news. You've seen the blood and everything like that. Okay, got it. Now, Avon, Ohio Police Chief Richard Bosley, and I agree with him, said if we underreact or overreact on a call like that, there's bound to be trouble. Now, at this time, the police consider Minhali a victim and may file charges on a hotel clerk since she mentioned his headdress, which is customary in Abu Dhabi. And although he's been in America working on a science project, he will now stay at home with his wife, which kind of makes sense after all that. Now, the Cleveland chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, C-A-I-R, Cleveland, commended Avon, Ohio elected officials and law enforcement for their apology, which came within 3 days after the incident in which Ben Holly was hospitalized. The sit-down apology meeting happened at the Cleveland office, which was attended by Avon's mayor, police chief, and law director. As CARE Cleveland Executive Director Julia A. Shearson said, "We appreciate the transparency and forthrightness of these officials and hope they will pursue this matter through justice of the prosecutor's office. And I'm glad that Avon Police came to Cleveland to apologize. Arab brother deserved that, and that's embarrassing. You know, you can't speak your native tongue without being called ISIS. But Avon cops came to Cleveland to discuss and apologize on what they did." Why the hell didn't Cleveland police, who work out of Cleveland, why the hell didn't they sit down with 137-shot family murder victims and say this was overkill? Union leader Steve Loomis, or at that time, Fulmer, could have done that. Mayor Jackson, they didn't sit there and say, "Look here, Williams family, Russell family, okay, Rice family, our fault on hiring Timothy Lohman, who was let go for anger issues in another township, and Officer Garnback, who had lost the city, he cost the city of East Cleveland thousands of dollars in a civil suit from his actions when he worked for East Cleveland." So let's recap. A tale of two cities, a tale of two police departments, a tale of two mayors, a tale of an apology, a tale of too arrogant to apologize. Wow, it's too bad, because it's interesting that Avon, their police department and city won't face a lawsuit, but the city of Cleveland keeps facing lawsuits, and those lawsuits come from a lot of our taxpayer monies. And come to think of it, did Brooklyn Heights Police Department ever apologize to Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper for pulling a gun on her and not charging her? I'm just asking these questions because, never mind, I'm going to put on this. We mentioned a hip-hop workshop earlier. I'm going to throw it on like this.
Yeah, always underground game. That's my freestyle, I read. Yo, check this out. Yo, I love busting freestyles when the beat is hitting, but this ain't no freestyle, so my rhyme is written. It ain't no controversy on the rhyme that I'm spitting. It ain't no royalties on the money that I'm getting. You know it's hip hop when you got dollar rocks. Squab in the spirit, I give y'all mad props. Hip hop workshop, keep it in your area. We got that new stuff.
Enjoy myself Like I should have said earlier, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, voiceofradio.com, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And then one of the other things that I didn't get to fully was Blog Talk Radio, Pastors Thompson, Fridays, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The number there is 657-383-0613. And it was such a nice workshop to be able to have so many different people there. I especially give attention to some of the queens who got a chance to speak, which was Sister Laura Cowan, domestic violence survivor, and like I said before, Tina Hobson got a chance to speak, and then we ended that off with the Trinity with Poison Ivy, and it was nice to have family and friends there. You know, there are so many different other things that we could get a chance to talk about. But the one thing that I can say that I appreciate as I go back in the time, is to let people know that the City of Cleveland Speakers Platform, Monday, July 18th, 11 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated will be speaking. I think 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., the Imperial Women Coalition, Violence Against Women. 12:30 p.m., they will be dealing with jobs, housing, the legal system on that day, and fair wage. Now, July 19th, 1:15 to 1:45 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Don Bryant, July 20th, 11:45 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., Peace in the Park. Then there's the Greater Cleveland Immigration Network, Community Network, Community Unity. And then on July 19th from 4:15 to 4:45 p.m., Valerie Robinson, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. on July 19th. I'm enjoying myself because I'm seeing a lot of nice activities coming up. And here's something very interesting. I got to talk more to Carrington Management to get them involved because it's going to be too busy. I can see this. A People's Justice and Peace Convention. Now, they're having something on Friday, July 15th, 2016, and Saturday, July 16th, 2016, at Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, 8712 Quincy Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Now, from about 5 to 6 on that Saturday, I'll be performing. Black on Black Crime, Inc. will be involved, Carl Stokes Brigade, but what they don't know is I got a whole lot of other people that I'm asking to perform with me as well from the Hip Hop Workshop, those that I appreciate, people who have songs where they will not get on a mic and curse me out in front of a group of people. I can tell you next week's show is probably going to get me into more trouble than a little bit because we have a lot of nice people coming from out of town during the Republican National Convention, and they're holding major events, and I'm thankful for that. My thing is, where will their behinds be a month after the Republican National Convention is over? I mean, I've got to ask the question, why didn't they show up a few years back with Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams? How about Tanisha Anderson? How about Kenneth Smith? How about Daniel Ficker? How about Tamir Rice? Where were they? But are they really needed now? Right now, I'm not really sure if they are or not. Or are they coming in because Donald Trump may be like a circus attraction and they want to be a part of the three-ring circus and they'd rather spend their own money for once in their life and come out and be seen by all the media that's coming to town? Could that be one of the reasons why they're coming through? You know something? I feel like this here. If they're going to act like schools out on recess and everything like that, maybe this next song fits what they're thinking about. I had a toss-up with a quarter. I ended up throwing this one up. So next week I know I have to play something for Black Odyssey because this week we're going to go check out these little children, all these little children playing on the playground at the RNC. Talk to y'all later.
VHS. Love to the lava room.
Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome to in my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list.
Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. You can never win a race if your car is stalling. People look up to the sky, paper dollars falling. M-O-N-E-Y got me on a rat race again. 9.5, can run it off the 10. Motley, not a rookie card, I'm the grand opening. I'm kinda like a bitch, oh, it's Doberman. What's the money in the bag? You know it's over with. Competition, I know that half act a steady jump for sure. If you knew what's best for you, you would park your upper lip. Motley got a marinating, now they popping off lids. Uptown, recognize the rhyme, time, know what it is. I'm kinda like a dealer, ace, tennis steel. Yeah, Motley flows, you know they're limited. Yeah, Motley flows, you know they're limited.
Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list.
When the competition's hectic, it becomes complicated. If you don't live up to the hype, your whole career's faded. The swag I come with called Cleveland is not out but updated. So bye-bye, haters, cause my city been indicated. From thuggish, ruggish bone in the land of harmony to the boy Ray Cash from the C.O. When Ray Jr. came out, he held it down for EC. When Chip the Ripper got fitted, getting the mixtape money. Crooked labels do the shade, cause the shine is sunny. So why you trying to take my dream like a corporate crony? Instead of giving up my bread, you giving up baloney. I need that cream in my life, ain't no time to be phony. Want me to trust you? Spare me. You ain't trustworthy. I need them dollar bills from Uncle Sam's Tooth Fairy. The public stay choosy, from haters down to floozy. So back on up, cause you ain't about to be the one to screw me.
Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list.
You on your cardio, fan work the laptop. Luigi the Mario, Molly got it mapped out. Class is session, the rest of y'all can sit down. You took a step, well, Molly about to take a mile. Ain't that 40, ain't that kush that you pass around. 40 your pop selling tickets like the Greyhound. I'm the coach, I'm the host at the playhouse. You my property when you come in my playground.
When you think you on the prowl, I'll just second your racks. The public status you gon' get is a luxury tax. Instead of getting the payoff, you getting a big payback. Whatever you get the company on, why you ripping hot tracks? So why you think you looking good with a Bentley elect? Whatever success you get, they bound in to take it back. When they invest money in you, it's like investing in crack. If you invest in my rap, you need to give up my sack.
Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this breakdown like an all-star list.